www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com A second embarrassing arty case for Darwinists, Australopithecus sediba. We recently discussed a fictitious transitional form fossil that has hit the headlines in Darwinist publications. Readers will recall how all Darwinist publications across the world published detailed pictures concerning this fossil before the life form involved had even been announced. Before the discovered parts had been shown to the public, and before any information about it had been provided. They probably thought that propaganda before the fossil was unveiled would create excitement and arouse curiosity, or else would be more credible. Our reply to these false claims set out how the idea in question was mere speculation, and that we would provide a more detailed response once detail concerning the discovery was available. There follows statements about the fossil published in Science magazine following wide-ranging conjecture and the invalidity of the Darwinist claims on the subject. Before moving on to these statements, we need to remind ourselves of the truly important fact about Darwinism, which is that Darwinists are unable to account for the formation of even a single protein. Every time the Darwinists appear on TV programs, or make statements to the press about a fragment of bone, we need to remember that they have no explanation even for how a single protein came into being or for the beginning of life. As we have already made clear, the existence of one protein is essential in order for another protein to form. And this is the greatest evidence that all the speculation in the name of evolution is false. Evolution has vanished right at the beginning of life, in the face of its smallest building block. All Darwinist claims are completely false. This fact is accounted for with scientific proofs in our works. This reply has been written in order to once again reveal the falsity of the above-mentioned speculation. But the main thing is that a single protein demolishes Darwinism. This must always be borne in mind whenever one comes across fraudulent Darwinist claims. Australopithecus sediba, the fossil, found in the Malapa Cave in South Africa in 2008, consisted of fragments from two different living things. Darwinists claimed that the fragments represented a complete skeleton. The fact was, however, that these fossils actually consisted of a single skull and a few bones from two different living things. To put it more clearly, there was no complete skeleton of the kind Darwinists claimed. But for Darwinists who had no qualms about producing a wide-ranging reconstruction of a living thing in a social habitat on the basis of a single little finger fossil, these bones were more than enough for plentiful speculation. Unable to account for a single protein, Darwinists claimed that this fossil was our fictitious ancestor. But being just a meter tall and with a brain volume of 420 to 450 cc, much smaller than the human brain size of 1200 to 1600 cc, with long arms for climbing trees identical to those of the orangutan, and very short legs, and with all their other characteristics, it was realized that these two creatures were nothing more than apes. Yet despite all this evidence, Darwinists still heralded them as bipedal life forms. This infamous idea of bipedalism alleged by evolutionists for all extinct forms of ape is of course utterly groundless in this case as well. Not a single piece of evidence was offered for this. The fossils reveal solely that these creatures were a species of ape. What they were trying to do, as with the arty deception, was to depict a perfect chimpanzee as walking upright in order to be able to posit it as a false transitional form in the course of supposed human evolution. But as with Ardy, there is no evidence for this at all, and it is a complete fabrication. Moreover, again, as with all the furor over Ardy, the majority of Darwinists actually admit they are embarrassed by it. Darwinists use the Homo habilis deception at every available opportunity. Even though they are unable to account for a single protein, Darwinists still have this famous claim about Homo habilis. Darwinists generally take fossils from an extinct ape and immediately declare them to belong to Homo habilis. Although nothing about the fossils show it is anything other than an extinct ape, Darwinists tried to make the best use of this extinct fossil, at least in their own eyes, and to make it a part of their speculation. The most convincing way to do this is to say, the fossil's arms, legs, skull volume, size, height, in short, all its characteristics show it to be an ape, but it still probably walked upright. In this way, every extinct ape fossil is hypothesized to have walked upright, and the fossil is immediately turned into Homo habilis, in other words, our mythical ape-like ancestor, by Darwinists. However, this deception has long since been exposed, and Darwinists are no longer able to make the majority of people believe it. Indeed, since the ape fossils subjected to Darwinist speculation have always overturned the false myth of evolution fabricated by Darwinists, and the false dating produced from it, they have always represented a huge problem for Darwinists, and there has been constant disagreements among them. Darwinists must not forget the statements appearing on the Associated Press website regarding the need to regard Homo habilis as a species of ape. The same applies to the fossil in question here. Darwinists are unable to locate these fossils, which they estimate to be 1.78 to 1.95 million years old, anywhere in their own invented scenarios. It is for that reason that they keep changing their stories. But the fact is that these bone fragments genuinely belong to an extinct ape. What Darwinists should really be worried about is this. The fossils in their possession belong to perfectly formed living things. This perfection is one of the main reasons for the collapse of Darwinism. All the 300 million fossils excavated so far belong to perfect life forms, with a flawless anatomy and extraordinary symmetry. That means they are not life forms evolving through mutation, turning into one another, developing randomly and evolving by chance. The fossil record has been telling Darwinists this for the last 150 years. The way the Darwinists are trying to present this perfect fossil that totally demolishes the theory of evolution as evidence for it is extraordinarily astonishing and, for them, humiliating. The new furor over Australopithecus sediva embarrasses even Darwinist scientists. In the old days, when reports such as missing link found or our ancestors were microbes appeared in Darwinist publications, those publications' propaganda would achieve its aims, and the intended misleading message easily reached their readers. Nobody at that time knew that Darwinists were using science to deceive people, that they were blatantly lying, and that these reports were totally unscientific. People thought evolution was true, and the true face of the deception being perpetrated was never realized. Thanks to its organized imposition in the schools, universities, and places of work. But things are now different. The terrible disappointment suffered by Darwinists under the impact of the works of Harun Yahya, which reveal how all branches of science refute evolution, has taken place before the eyes of the world. The old Darwinist tricks no longer work. That is why Darwinists have lately been resorting to the Fuhrer method, the adherents of evolution who tried and failed. With all this demagoguery and propaganda, are now trying to remain on the agenda by kicking up a storm. Darwinists were badly mistaken when they thought that the Fuhrer technique, which ended in disappointment with Ida and disgraced them with Ardy, could achieve success with this new fossil. Because all the fuss just humiliated Darwinists while at the same time felling students in their own ranks. Their tricks have now reached such a wretched state that Darwinist claims are even being criticized by Darwinist scientists. Darwinist scientist statements regarding the invalidity of the claims of the recently discovered fossil. The strongest reaction to Darwinists who heralded a perfect extinct ape fossil in the words, "We expected walked upright," even though all its physical characteristics showed the exact opposite, came from Darwinist scientists ashamed of all this illogical fanfare. Hearing of the claim in question, The world-renowned Darwinist scientist Carl Zimmer referred to the deceptions regarding Ida, complaining, "Please, please, not again." In an article on the Slate magazine website, Zimmer said that this week's latest missing link had first been announced in the Telegraph and then without delay on other channels. Zimmer noted how the reports in these publications to the effect that our forebear has at least been found, even though no details about the fossil had been released, were no more than innuendo. When information about the fossil was eventually published in Science magazine almost a week later, the world finally got to meet a creature called Australopithecus sediba. As Zimmer put it, he then went on to say, "And while these fossils are certainly significant in a lot of ways, one thing they definitely are not is a missing link." Bill Jungers from the Stony Brook University in New York said that the fossil in question had nothing to do with Homo habilis and described it as another perfect ape. Michael Cherry said this in a report in Nature News. "The researchers' suggestion that the fossil represented a transitional species in human evolution, sitting between Australopithecus and Homo species, has been criticized by other researchers as overstated." One of the supporters of Lee Berger, who investigated the fossil, said, "The Malapa specimens will rekindle the debate about the validity of the taxon Homo habilis." Another criticism was that the fossil in question was nothing more than a variation among other already known species. In other words, Darwinists were well aware that it was just a species of ape. Why do Darwinists deceive people despite knowing the truth? Darwinists are perfectly well aware that the fossil in question is an extinct species of ape and has nothing to do with the false idea of evolution. What they are doing is to misrepresent the facts. They do this for Darwinism, which they have embraced for various ideological reasons, despite knowing it is all a fraud. But there is now something they need to bear in mind. People who used to respect the title of scientist and think that what they said had some scientific value are now amazed by this empty posturing on the part of Darwinists. They are amazed to see how they are still trying to prop up a collapsed theory, and why they hold conferences and make statements to the press, as if historic events had never happened. People now find it very amusing for a scientist with a career behind him to make such statements as, "Homo habilis learned to walk," "Our forebears were descended from microbes," or "We grew in height by stretching up on the savannah." Darwinists should at least take note of this fact and see how they are humiliated and how ludicrous this deception they espouse truly is, and thus abandon this false show. They must not refuse to admit a truth that all people of good conscience know perfectly well: the fact that Allah creates all things, because such refusal will further humiliate them in this world and leave them utterly helpless. And the reward for that refusal may also be much heavier in the hereafter. Allah knows the truth. Therefore, since Darwinists have been clearly shown the truth, and since they are well aware of it in their heart of hearts, they must abandon these tales of missing links, which are nothing more than fraud. Never forget their helplessness in the face of a single protein molecule, and cease misleading people with these false tales. No matter what they do, they will always end up losing, so long as they espouse this theory, because that is Allah's promise, and that promise will come true whether they like it or not. Allah says this in His verses, "And worship instead of Allah things that have no control over their provision from the heavens or earth in any way, and are themselves completely impotent. Do not try to make metaphors for Allah. Allah knows and you do not know." Surat An-Naml 73 and 74.